Okay, we were in the middle of talking about the halachos of answering Amen in Simen Resh Tes Vav. And the last thing we talked about is saying Amen to a bracha of a non-Jew. Here we had three opinions in the Rishonim. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha to the Amen of a non-Jew. The Tur says that if you heard the whole bracha, you would. Otherwise, you wouldn't. And that's Pesach of the Ramah. The Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam, that you don't answer Amen to a bracha of a non-Jew. So we saw that a number of Achronim assume that the Rambam would agree that you would make the bracha of an Amen to the bracha of a monotheistic non-Jew, like a Muslim. And then we saw Rabbeinu Yonah held that actually when it comes to a non-Jew, even if you didn't hear the whole bracha, you would say an Amen. Now that view is the Psak of the Gra. So we have a Machlokas HaPoskim. I was wondering about the following question. What about if a non-Jew says something like, God bless you, or the like? This happens all the time. You know, you're walking down the street, and you meet a non-Jewish person, and they see your little cute child, and they say, oh, God bless him. So do you say Amen? So we know in our Siman, it actually teaches us that you should say Amen, generally speaking, to a tefillah of a... That isn't an actual bracha. That's why you say Amen to the Harachmans at the end of benching. It's not, the concept of Amen is not limited to a bracha. And that being the case, so I would assume that if you're Ashkenazi and you follow the view of the Ramah, that if you hear a non-Jew say the whole bracha and they're not in any way invoking anything idolatrous, and their kavana is la'ose shamayim va'aretz, then you could say Amen. It's good for them also. The pasuk says va'varcha mevarcheka. So if you say they get a bracha, we saw that you probably aren't chayiv to say Amen to a bracha of a guy, and you might. Certainly in this case, where it's not a formal bracha, then there's no chiyav. Though I suppose that again, following the view of the Ramah, you would say Amen. So now let's turn to the question of Amen to the bracha of someone who is Jewish, but non-Orthodox. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked the following shaila: what's the halacha? You're at a banquet, and they were machaved, a reform rabbi, to say hamotzi. So should you say amen? Now, if you'd have asked me, I would have said, well, maybe according to the Mechaber, you wouldn't make a bracha on an Amen and a bracha on Apikoros. That's what the Mechaber implies. Maybe we would say, Mumar Dino Kagai. But according to the Ramah and according to the Gra, you would. And certainly according to the Gra says that you should make the bracha, you should make Amen and the bracha of an Apikoros if you heard the whole bracha. The Mishnah Berurah himself, Sif Katan Yud, brings both deos, and it sounds more like his nota to the Gra, and therefore one would think you should say Amen. But Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe Chelak Bei Simen Nun, it's also quoted in Dirshu Note 12, that you shouldn't make a bracha on a Reform rabbi. So why would that be? Why would it be worse than a guy? So the answer is very clear. Rav Moshe himself says it, which is that he doesn't have in mind to, what does he believe? So it might depend. We don't know what he believes, but oftentimes he doesn't believe the words that he says. He says, so first of all, He's invoking Hashem. Does he believe in God? In other words, it's worse than a guy. A guy is mechavein la'osei shemayim ba'aretz. But if he doesn't think God is the osei shemayim ba'aretz, does he believe asher kidshanu b'mitzvos sal v'tzivanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and the Torah commanded us to do mitzvos and to listen to the chachamim, etc., etc.? If he doesn't believe what he's saying, then Rav Moshe says, that isn't a bracha, and you shouldn't say amen. And this is, Rav Moshe says, a similar point in terms of giving a non-observant person an aliyah. Strictly speaking, there are some other issues that sometimes come up, the issue of chanufa and the like, but strictly speaking, you could give them an aliyah, Rav Moshe writes, if they believe what they're saying. Do they believe Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim V'Nasan Lanu Es Toraso? If they don't believe it, you can't give them an aliyah. I once spoke to someone who was very upset. He wasn't from it. He was very upset that they weren't giving him an aliyah. It wasn't my shul and the like, but I asked him. I said, well, do you believe in the words? And he said, no. So I said, so what, you want to get up and publicly lie? He said, oh, that's a good point. He says, you're right, they shouldn't give me an aliyah. So anyway, it was, that's what Rav Moshe is saying. Rav Moshe is saying that you shouldn't, if they don't believe in the words that they're saying, then you shouldn't say amen. So yes, it's worse than the bracha of a guy. Just because somebody's isn't observant doesn't mean they don't believe. We're not saying that you could only give it to an Orthodox person. But the point is that you say amen to the bracha of someone who believes in the words that they're saying. And the truth is, I think to some degree the Ramah sounds this way as well, because the Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber about a guy, but it sounds like he's moded to the Mechaber about Apikiris. So why is that? The answer is, like we said, an Apikiris is worse than a guy, because an Apikiris doesn't believe the words that he's saying. And again, a guy is different. A guy has, like we saw in the Magen Avraham last time, is Mechavein to the Osei Shamayim Va'aretz. Now, okay. So let's turn to the next question, the question of tinokos. This is a very common issue. The Gemara Nun Gimel on the base says like this: Hakol onen amen, chutz me'achar tinokos shel beis rabba. V'hani mili b'idna de gamre perush shalom dim b'fnei rabban. So when is it true that you don't say amen to the bracha of tinokos when they're just learning? But if they're pottering themselves, then you do say amen to the brachos of the tinokos. So what does that mean? So here we have three interpretations. They're all cited by the tour. The first is Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean that it be'idni d'mafteri nafshayu? I'm talking about the bracha on the haftorah. So the kid goes ahead and you give him maftir, which you're allowed to do. Then you say amen to his bracha. And the Ra'ah explained, that's because the chachamim were misakin that ketanim could lay in the haftarah. So obviously, you could say amen to the bracha. The Meiri adds, even Kriyas HaTorah says that we're not the Noe to give kids an aliyah, only maftir. But the point is that if it's a bracha that, like maftir, that they're supposed to say, so of course we say amen to the bracha. The second interpretation is the Ravid. The Ravid says that it means that if they are making a bracha to eat, right? Yes, they're a kid, but they already make their own brachos. So then you say amen to such a bracha, because that's chinuch. And chinuch is also a mitzvah. And the gra, and when wouldn't you say amen? You wouldn't say amen when the kids are just practicing hochos brachos, practicing saying a bracha, but they're not actually eating anything. The Graz Medayik, that's the view of the Rambam as well. And the idea basically is that you don't say amen to a bracha levatala. So when a kid is just saying brachos to learn brachos, so you don't say amen to such a bracha. Why? It's a bracha levatala. The kid's allowed to make such a bracha. You're allowed to make a bracha levatala to learn how to say brachos. It's okay if the mora teaches all the children, okay, now we're going to practice saying a shahakol. And you say shahakol even though you don't eat anything. That would be okay. But can't say amen such a bracha because it's a bracha batala. That's the view of the Rambam and the Ravid. The third view is Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Maftri Nafshayu, he's talking about actually the Kaddish. Kaddish Yasom, after they were learning, they would say Kaddish Yasom. And even little children make a Kaddish Yasom. And so you make Amen to such a Kaddish. So these three pshatim, as we said, are brought in the tour. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the first and the second. So we basically paskin like both of them. Oh, so what does that mean? So l'chora l'fizat, you would think that any time a kid's to be paskin like the Ravid, any time a kid's making a bracha, three-year-old kid learned in Gan that you make a bracha ha'etz on an apple and you make a ha'etz on their apple, you should say amen. That's what you would think is the halacha. Because, like we said, it's chinuch. But the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Prima Gadim, is medayik from the Shulchan Aruch, but that's not true. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, when do you make amen to the bracha of the kid? When it's b'nei chinuchim. And three-year-olds are pachos m'b'nei chinuch. Uh-oh. I don't know what happened. But just excuse me for 1 second.